Have you ever considered Jesus' words in Matthew 5 in verses 2 through 3? It says, "And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, 'Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.'" Jesus is speaking of a spiritual bankruptcy that we must arrive to in heart before we can belong to the kingdom of heaven. And so then it stands to reason, if we don't arrive to this place in our hearts, then the kingdom of heaven is not ours, according to Jesus. And so what's he saying here? Well, the word for poor is the Greek word ptuchos. It means to crouch or to cower. Now that's interesting because it went from a financial status to actually meaning a posture. And I'm going to say a posture in heart. Now think about this. Jesus is saying this all in the light of the kingdom of heaven. As in any kingdom, there is a king. But in this case, we're talking about the kingdom of God. So the king then is a great king, a mighty king, the king of kings. We're talking about God. When kings would go off to war and surround another kingdom to overtake it, then the defending king would have a choice to make. They would need to surrender or they would be destroyed. And so Jesus is using this analogy here of this great king that is coming. Indeed, talking about God. Jesus is that king, and his kingdom is coming in full force. And unless we crouch, unless we cower to the great king, meaning we heed his good news, his gospel of a savior in our place, unless we become poor in spirit, realizing we are defeated already because of our sin, and the towering justice of God stands over us, and his goodness stands over us, unless we turn and surrender to Jesus, then we will be destroyed. And so here's the short of it. Jesus came to save us, not to condemn us, but we are condemned already because of our sin. Therefore, we must surrender to the good news that Jesus brought to us so that we can be spared from the wrath of God that is coming upon us. If you're having trouble with this verse, then take a look at another verse in Luke 13, verses 3 through 5, and see a similar lesson from Jesus. Until next time, let brotherly love continue.